Getting our homes organized and clean is one thing, but then there's the even bigger challenge of keeping it that way. Hi, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, sitting in for Larry Mueller. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network as we end one year and look forward to the next. Our guest has great advice for getting to the daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly tasks that need to get done, all while following her mantra of clean less, play more. Stephanie O'Day is a New York Times bestselling author, slow cooking expert, and a mom to three. She's the author of 365 Slow Cooker Suppers, which she talked with us about a couple months ago. Today, we're going to talk about the tips she shares in her book, Totally Together, Shortcuts to an Organized Life. Stephanie, thanks so much for coming back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Judith. I'm happy to be here. Happy 2014.
Yes, we're just hearing on NPR that several countries, depending on where they are, have already rung in the new year, and it's not too far off for the rest of us here. Well, you know, it just feels like the week of New Year's is a good time to think about whether people make formal resolutions or not. I think all of us take the opportunity to kind of recalibrate and refocus and decide what we might want to do a little better or
it's
smarter.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful time for self-reflection. And I just like that humans have that capability to change paths, decide what's working and what's not, and tweak for the better.
And I think the key really is tweaking for the better. I'm sure there's science out there. It's not science that I've certainly done, but it just seems like when we make huge, big, grand resolutions, the chances of them falling by the wayside are a lot higher than if we think in terms more of tweaking what we're doing right and being a little smarter about what we do.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what was your initial impetus to getting organized? I'm guessing that part of it was in that little intro of saying that you're a mom of three.
You know, I have great kids, and I'm proud of them. But just because I used to run preschool centers and get 24 children to listen to everything I had to say means nothing when you are a parent. So I can make all of the chore charts in the world, and yet they still roll their eyes and throw their jacket and their backpack on the floor when they walk in the door.
And you probably think, now I bet you go to school and you're smiley and you do what you're supposed to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always decide that the teachers get the good behavior and we get the rotten leftovers. But we must be doing something right if they're good. But what's fascinating is just like when I was running the preschool centers, which obviously is not the same thing as a family home, but children thrive on structure and organization, and they behave better if they know where everything belongs and they know their routine. We're taught at a very early age when we're reading these parenting manuals to stick to a bedtime schedule, and the relaxed part of me doesn't want to do that. I want, you know what, the kids will sleep when they want to sleep, and they'll just go to bed wherever. And it's not the case. They really do crave some sort of structure and routine. And I've just found that I'm a better parent if the house is somewhat tidy and organized. I am not trying to live in a model show home. This is real life. It's not a magazine article. But the goal is, if a neighbor or a friend wants to drop by for coffee, within 20 to 30 minutes, the house looks fantastic and people can come over.
Well, and one of your mantras that I think, you know, really shows that that's your goal. Your goal is not, you know, being ready for a Martha Stewart Living photo shoot, you know, on a moment's notice. Your mantra is clean less and play more. So How do you clean less and play more?
I have a list of seven things that we try our hardest to get done every day. And it starts with the very first thing is making beds as soon as your feet hit the floor in the morning. It's interesting, out of all of my ideas, that is the one that I get the most resistance from. People don't want to make their beds. But, you know, your mom was probably right that if you just make your bed, it makes the whole room look better. And it's kind of an ego boost to know that it's 6 a.m. and I've already done something.
I love when you say that you can be proud of yourself, you know, within seconds, basically, of getting out of bed.
Yeah, I do like checklists. So I organize with checklists, and I even, this is a little embarrassing, Judith, I write down something I've already done just so I can check it off.
You know what, Stephanie? I do the same thing. So, but you're right. It's that sense of accomplishment.
It is a sense of accomplishment. And then I've also noticed that I need to keep on top of the laundry, and that really means doing a load a day, and a complete load, which is washing it, drying it, folding it, and putting it away. And it's a challenge, and I know, especially when I'm working, it's a challenge, and the way I get it done is I throw it in when I first wake up. I gather what's in the bedrooms and bathrooms, put it in the laundry, get dressed, shower, and all those kind of things, then move it into the dryer. At the end of the day, I take it out of the dryer, and I fold it while I'm watching TV, and then before the kids go to bed, they need to put it away. Hmm. And that just keeps me from wasting an entire Sunday or Saturday when I could be enjoying the family, sitting around folding gobs and gobs of laundry.
Well, and also, you are a family of five, and so I think that
laundry, we create a lot of laundry.
Exactly. Whereas maybe for a couple, you know, it might, maybe you do, you know, laundry 3 days a week or something instead of one day.
Absolutely. Things need to get modified to fit your own particular family. But I do know that I was kicking myself for procrastinating and wasting a perfectly beautiful sunny day. Well, it's January, but in the house folding laundry when I could have been enjoying the family.
Well,
so I do that. And the other really easy thing I try and do is wipe the bathrooms down every day.
And that goes along with the laundry in kind of an interesting way.
You know, yes. So after the morning shower, the bathroom is wet and steamy. And so I actually just take something from the dirty clothes pile and I wipe down the shower and then with that wet article of clothing, quickly wipe up around the floor and the base of all the fixtures. I'm not sterilizing. I'm not disinfecting. But what this does is it keeps dust, hair, and grime from truly accumulating. And it's just a quick, easy thing. It takes less than 30 seconds to do, but it'll just keep your bathroom floor and the countertops and different things clean and shiny. I like disinfectant wipes. They're probably not the most environmentally friendly option. You can certainly use a better option than that. But I do like them, and I keep them in the bathroom for quick disinfecting purposes.
Well, I also like that you say, you know, don't wash clothes that you really don't need to wash. I mean, really thinking about, you know, did I wear this for an hour? You know,
right.
Did these jeans get dragged through the mud, or did I just wear them running to the store? Maybe we don't actually need to do as much laundry as we think we do either.
Absolutely. And same with your bath towel. You can hang it and let it air dry and wash them once a week rather than daily. It's not a hotel. It's your house.
Right, right. We are talking with Stephanie O'Day. She's the author of Totally Together, Shortcuts to an Organized Life. And we'd love to have you join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. Do you wish you were more organized? Is there maybe one area of your home or your life that you think could really benefit from some structure and attention? Stephanie might just have some great ideas to share with you. Again, 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@WPR.org. And Bill Martins, our on-air producer today, will be happy to get those questions and comments into us. So, Stephanie, you have another one that was a little bit of a surprise to me. Empty all garbage cans every day.
Yes. I think first of all, obviously, your kitchen garbage and anything somewhat stinky, I would take out every day. It just keeps your house smelling nicer and the rooms fresher. But the waste baskets in the bedrooms and the bathrooms, if they can just all be dumped into that one garbage bag and taken out every night, you'll just wake up with kind of a fresh feeling. It's nice. Offices get their garbages emptied every day, and it just looks nicer than to have an overflowing garbage can in the corner of the room waiting for garbage day.
And kind of going along with that, and I think this one you wouldn't get much pushback on, is keep your kitchen sink empty.
Yes, I've noticed that it doesn't matter what it is. You can just put a fork in the kitchen sink, but then all of these other utensils and dishes seem to be magnetically attracted to the one thing left in the sink. Yet if the sink is empty because you quickly wash what you've done and put it in the dish drainer or just loaded it into the dishwasher, it just keeps the whole kitchen running smoothly, and you're more enticed to keep the countertop somewhat decluttered and wiped down. And that's just an easy rule that I've instilled mostly with the kids that, come on, yeah, it's not that hard to rinse out a cereal bowl and put it in the dishwasher.
And, you know, you really believe that kids can and should help out around the house. And a couple ways are, you know, really modeling that behavior. So you say every day we as adults should clean up after ourselves and help kids do the same.
Yes, we try. I really am a real person. So obviously if someone's not feeling the best and we're having a very hard day, I'm not an ogre. But one thing I've noticed is we watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune together as a family. So the last commercial break is right around 6 to 7 minutes before the 8 o'clock programming, at least in our era, comes on. So we pause the television, and then we quickly just remove whatever items happen to be ours in the living spaces of the house. The kids need to put their jackets away and their shoes away. And then that just means that in the morning, you're waking up to a blank canvas and you're not tidying up the mess you made the night before. The puzzle was put away, the Legos were put back in their bin, and things like that.
And that, is that the before bed 10-minute cleanup?
Or yes. Yes, that's what we try and do. We try and do a beat the clock type of thing, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever works. You can get an awful lot done in 10 minutes when you're trying to beat a clock.
We are talking with Stephanie O'Day. She is a New York Times bestselling author, a slow cooking expert, and a mom to three. She's the author of 365 Slow Cooker Suppers, which she talked with us about on this program a couple months ago. And today, we're talking about the tips she shares in her book, Totally Together, Shortcuts to an Organized Life. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, sitting in for Larry Mueller, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you'll stay tuned because at 11:45, we're going to visit with Tammy Strobel about prioritizing, simplifying, and smart sizing in the new year. But right now, we are talking with Stephanie O'Day about her book, Totally Together, Shortcuts to an Organized Life, and the tips that she has to share. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'd be happy to have you join in with questions about how to organize a particular part of your life or home, or with suggestions that you have to share. Now, Stephanie, we were just talking about, you know, kind of modeling good organizational behavior for kids. And you really even take it a step further, and I love this. You know, going back to that clean less, play more, you have some great ideas for combining the two and some games that are fun for the kids to do, but don't tell them, but they're actually cleaning at the same time.
They are. We have hardwood floors downstairs. And so if I know that there's not sand or little pieces of gravel on the floor, I let the kids put on an old pair of socks or even some of my husband's work socks, which are rather thick, and I'll spray a little bit of wood polish on the floor, and then they skate around, and they're dusting and polishing the floor. They have a ball. The job gets done, and I'm not cranky. I'm not over monitoring and over correcting what they're doing.
I think that might work on me too.
Another great cleaning thing that my kids are quite good at is wiping down the baseboards and any of the light switches and different things. For the light switches, the remote controls, the doorknobs, I do use a disinfectant wipe. You can certainly use a disinfectant spray and a cloth that you wash. And so that is their job. About once a week, I try my hardest to wipe things down. We have lots of kids that come in and out of our home, and it's just a quick way to sort of ward off flu and cold germs. And then what they do with the baseboards is I actually use baby wipes. What I love about the baby wipes is they're certainly a very kid-friendly cleaning option, that a baby 18 months to 2 years is perfectly happy sitting with a box of baby wipes wiping down baseboards. But the teeny tiny bit of oil that is found in baby wipes, it creates this little barrier that takes off grime very nicely, and it also sort of reflects the dust, and it works beautifully.
I love that you suggest using fizzing antacid tablets as a toilet cleaner.
Yes, you can do that, and you can also use denture tablets. The fizzing action is, one, fun for the kids to drop in the toilet bowl, but it also agitates enough to get rid of the calcium deposits and the little bit of yellow ring that happens in toilets, which is quite gross.
And you talk about having kids clean with shaving cream, and that's not something that I ever thought about.
You know, that was an old preschool trick. I used to run preschool centers for at-needs children, and one of the sensory plays was shaving cream. It's just fun for kids to play with. But I found that if you plop them in an empty bathtub or shower with a can of shaving cream, they'll go to town, and at the end, your shower or bathtub is sparkling, and they had a great sensory experience also.
Well, and I think you make a really good point that, you know, this isn't just about, you know, getting the kids working hard at home. You know, these kids are hopefully at some point going to launch and be out on their own. And there are a whole lot of young people out there who get out on their own and have no idea what it takes to run a household.
Right. That is true. I've always sort of believed that I'm not raising children, I'm raising future capable adults, mm-hmm. and they should be able to do laundry and keep a home organized, stick to a budget, understand what is coming in and out of the home financially, as well as stuff-wise. If you're bringing stuff into your house, make sure you have room for it. And if that means that you need to get rid of something in order to have space, you should. I feel children should understand the basics of many things, sewing on a button, fixing small things around the house, realizing that tack holes can be filled quickly with some white toothpaste. All of the things that I think former generations passed down sometimes get lost in our busy day-to-day shuffle now, and I would like to instill those things in my children.
We're talking with Stephanie O'Day, author of Totally Together, Shortcuts to an Organized Life. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, sitting in for Larry Mueller, and Shannon in Cambridge has something to contribute, so let's go there. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, this is Shannon.
Yes, hi. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks. It's fun to have my daughter listening to some of your tips. But my biggest issue is paper, you know, the little notes of paper and to-do lists.
Yes.
And I find a million different ways of, because we're big planners, and, you know, we have the daily list, the daily to-dos, and the weeklies, and the monthlies. And I've notoriously always come back to these daily, weekly, monthly sort of lists. And then, you know, they get put away in a file, and then I don't see them. And I always have piles of little pieces of paper and then ultimately have to go through them. And so I just wondered if you had some ideas about that.
Well, I do have a planner that I've written, but I'm not trying to sell you something. So, but I have done that because I am the same way, and that I wanted to be told every day what I should do and not have to worry about, gosh, when was the last time I changed the sheets? That's kind of gross. So the planner does have daily, weekly, monthly, seasonal chores in it with checklists. So there's that. There are also plenty of different apps that you can get for your phone and for different things. You can also, through Google or Yahoo calendars, set it up to remind you for daily, weekly, monthly, or whatever activities you would like. And I think your phone will ding or you'll get an email in your inbox reminding you of the task.
Well, and on your website, Stephanie, you actually have some of those blank planning sheets to help people get started.
I do.
And so that website is Stephanie O'Day, and it's O-D-E-A odea.com. Again, Stephanie, odea.com, and then slash downloads. And that way, folks like Shannon who are really trying, and I was impressed, Shannon, that you said, you know, you have lists for monthly and yearly activities, but the way Stephanie has laid it out, it's a lot less paper to have the same amount of organization, right, Stephanie?
I like being told what – well, see, it's funny because I go back and forth, Judith and Shannon. I hate being told what to do, but I want to know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
and then check it off. So that's what I try to do. There are so many things that we're bombarded with on a daily basis. You're supposed to work out for 30 minutes a day. You're supposed to drink 8 cups of water. You're supposed to do all of these things, which is so funny because if you are drinking 8 cups of water a day, you're no longer productive because you spend your entire day in the bathroom. So it's very difficult to do all the things that they, in quotes, tell you to do. But I try.
And there is a sense of satisfaction when you know what you're supposed to do and you do it. And like we obviously are both motivated by checking it off that list.
Yeah.
Well, and
won't the sun be brighter and the birds will tweet louder?
Definitely. And the coffee will taste better and everything.
Well,
one of the things that I noticed, Stephanie, is, you know, you have tasks on there that obviously are regular tasks, but they kind of feel like they sneak up on us every time. And on your website, one of the like 10-minute chores to do was set up the doctor's and dentist appointments for the whole family for the year. And I thought, oh, that makes so much sense to just get it out of the way, get it on the calendar. Like you said, set up a little thing so it dings, you know, a week before to remind you. But instead of having to rethink of it several times during the year, you take care of it and boom, it's off your list.
Yeah, it's really – and – it's kind of embarrassing when you realize that, gosh, I've given so much brain time to this simple thing, and it only took me 10 to 15 minutes to just get it done for the entire year. You're absolutely right.
We had an email from Lori. She says, I keep a somewhat clean home, but I'm terrible with not throwing things out, from hair products to old gift wrap. What can I do besides throwing out something that I haven't used in a year?
Well, there's throwing out and then there's donating. You might very well have neighbors or friends who you can swap gift wrap with so you don't end up using the same wrapping paper over and over again, and that might be something that you like. I don't have that problem. I like to throw things out. I feel somewhat lighter and like a weight has been lifted off of my shoulder when I throw things out, but I know a lot of people really struggle with that. It's sort of this mentality of I might need it someday and I don't want to get rid of it. And if you have space in your room or your closet or something like that to keep such an item, I don't care. it's your house. You can do whatever you'd like. But if the piles of things that you've collected are starting to interfere with your day-to-day life or your family's day-to-day life, then it might be something that you really need to think about.
Well, and one of your suggestions or the ways that you think about getting organized and staying organized is it's prom time, which is not getting dressed up in a gaudy dress and things like that, but
no.
It's purge, remove, organize, and maintain. So PROM.
Yes.
Prom.
Yeah, so my prom dress is an old house coat that my children are mortified that I wear, but it's to keep cleaning products off of my clothing. So it has nice, big, deep pockets, and I can walk around the house with my house coat prom dress on, and old gum wrappers and all of the stuff that these kids keep for no reason, one Barbie shoe, a random puzzle piece for a puzzle that I knew we have already thrown away. I just walk around and I collect things. You can collect things in a laundry basket also. Just do a quick walkthrough every day. It's interesting, when Shannon called earlier and she was talking about the piles of paper, I thought she was referring to the piles of paper that come home with the children. Little I love you notes, which are so precious and lovely, but when you have 45 of them on your desk, you just don't want them anymore.
Right.
And so I will give you the the okay to throw those things away. Just get rid of them and sort of clear your your living space, and you'll I feel calmer. I feel more relaxed when everything has a home.
Well, and if there's some that you really would like to be able to access, but you don't want to hold on to it, maybe you could scan it too, and then you could make it the desktop wallpaper on your computer or something.
Yes.
You might actually enjoy them more that way.
Yes, absolutely. One of actually I learned this from Pinterest. I love Pinterest. Is you get one of those boxes and like a Tupperware type box from Office Depot or Home Supply Store, and it has the hanging files. So each child has a hanging file with 12 years or 16 if they're in preschool years, and all important papers get filed in there. So not the random dinosaur with one leg photo picture, but all of the report cards, all of the essays, all of the very important things. And then you have these Rubbermaid containers for each child. They can be stored easily in the attic or in the garage or even in each child's closet. And then when they move out, they can take them with them, or you can keep them and then reminisce.
And, you know, you also have what you call a punch list. What's a punch list?
I think a punch list is the nicer term for a honey-do list. So my dad's an architect and my husband's an engineer. So they walk around these job sites and they make punch lists. And that's exactly what I did throughout the house. So I take time and I go slowly room by room. So, okay, that dresser drawer needs a screw. The baseboard over there needs painting. The crown molding is falling in the dining room. So I make a punch list for every room of the house and then outside. If there are things that I can do or the kids can do ourselves, great. We do it. We touch up paint regularly and different things like that. But it keeps the house looking somewhat presentable, and it's just a nicety. Many times you can quickly give a room a facelift just by going over the baseboards and trim by the doors with a magic eraser. The scuffs come off. It looks like you repainted, but it only took 10 minutes to wipe it down with a magic eraser.
And one of the things that really resonated with me that you wrote, and it wasn't necessarily a good realization about myself, but you said basically not to get sidetracked with the things that really don't matter, that you say, you know, I promise you'll get to organize your sock drawer sometime, but really that is not the key thing to making your house guest ready in 20 or 30 minutes.
Sure. I think I used the analogy of if your house is on fire, don't stop to weed the flower garden, because you don't want to embarrass yourself to the firefighters. Just something like that. So, yes, we all would probably like an alphabetized spice cabinet, but if you can't get to the spice cabinet because your kitchen is overflowing with dishes and the doors don't close because you have way too many Chinese takeout menus, then let's work on that kind of stuff first.
Right. Now, one thing that I found interesting, and it kind of feels like a throwback idea, is that you're a big advocate of family meetings. And why do you think those are so important in the context of getting and staying organized?
I think in the context of getting and staying organized, I don't think it should be my job or my husband's job to do absolutely everything in the house. These kids actually make more mess than we do, and I think they should clean up after themselves, and I think they should be held accountable. I'm a firm believer in work ethic at a young age. We are essentially their first bosses, and they need to learn how to do things and follow through. So if I ask you to put your jacket on the hook that your dad installed at exactly your height to make it easier for you, but instead you just sort of throw it halfway and it lands on the floor, no, I'm going to take your hand and walk you over and make you hang it up on the hook. So there's that. But then also for us, the purpose of family meetings is just to reconnect and to know that Sundays at 5 p.m. we're all going to meet for dinner. We're not going to have devices on. We're not going to have the television on. And we're going to make eye contact and talk. I worry about children right now growing up and spending more time with screens than with people. Mm. And it's just sort of a way for me to ensure that my kids can talk to grown-ups and make eye contact. They know what a proper handshake is, and we can go over our upcoming list of activities, who needs new soccer cleats, who's got an important paper written or needs to write, and can I help with typing and different things mm-hmm. like that.
I like, too, that you make a point of saying that it doesn't necessarily have to be a formal sit-around-the-table kind of family meeting. You even say, you know, if you're 20 minutes early for a movie that you're out seeing, you can have a quick family meeting there in the room.
Absolutely. In the movie theater, it's such a good idea. If you're stuck with your kid for 20 minutes, put away your phone and talk to your kid. So, yes. There you go. Can you tell that I'm a little stuck on the phone thing today, Judith?
Well,
sorry about that.
No. It really makes a lot of sense. And I think, you know, like you said, that we're not just raising children, we're raising the next generation of adults. And that's going to be an important thing no matter what they do or who they're living with, working with, working for.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you have on your website is a 30-day jumpstart program for getting organized.
Yes.
And I think for a lot of people, you know, we hear that kind of 30-day jumpstart in the sense of fitness or maybe nutrition,
yes.
things like that, different behavioral changes that we're trying to make. And I think it really makes sense to have that kind of, this is exactly how you get started. So what are some of those things that you have? And people can find this on the website. It's stephanieoday.com. And again, O'Day is O-D-E-A. And it has each day your tasks. But give people a sense of what kind of tasks are on there.
I begin with the daily seven, which are the quick daily tasks that I do, rain or shine, or at least I try my hardest to get done, such as making your beds right away, do a load of laundry, empty all the garbage cans in the house, try and keep your kitchen sink empty, clean up after yourself, and help your children do the same, do a bathroom wipe down, and then a 10-minute tidy before bed. So those are the daily seven, and honestly, if that becomes part of your routine, your house will always be company ready within 30 minutes. It really will be. The next one is to make a punch list, which we talked mm-hmm. about. And then also, I would sit down. You've got a brand new year, a brand new calendar. Write down everything that you can possibly think of. Figure out your sister-in-law's birthday and write it down. And if something popped in your head while you were together for the holidays, and you know perhaps what she might want for an upcoming birthday, write it down. Just dump everything out of your brain so you don't need to worry about all school holidays, all anniversaries, any important upcoming dates. Just write them down for the entire year. Don't worry about the fact that you're writing down something for next December and think, I'm only going to do a few months at a time. It doesn't matter. Just do it. It takes not even 30 minutes to just write everything down for the whole year. I would suggest cleaning out the refrigerator. Probably you have pies and sweets and things that perhaps maybe don't fit into your New Year's resolution goals. Go ahead and get rid of them.
Right.
I try and dust and vacuum as often as I can. Realistically, it's probably once a week, once every 10 days. And then I would also suggest pick a room and start PROMing, which is the Purge, Remove, Organize, Maintain acronym. Create a large shopping bag or an old box and go room by room each day and purge, and then donate at the end of the month to a local charity.
And again, on your website, you have this 30-day jumpstart program to help us get started, to help us get organized. That's at Stephanie O'Day, and that's O-D-E-A.com. There's a direct link from our Facebook page, and that's the Larry Mueller Show. And, you know, after we do that 30-day jumpstart program to start getting organized, to start getting used to. That'll give us 30 days of doing those daily seven and getting started at least on purging and removing, organizing, and maintaining. Where can we hope to be at the end of that 30 days?
I think calmer and a sense of accomplishment that this is something that I can do, and I've noticed that my house is running a little bit more smoothly. If someone after church says, hey, you know, we really should get together for coffee, you say, sure, come on over, follow me, rather than being like, well, perhaps maybe in 2 Thursdays from now I'll be ready. And it's just a sense of confidence. Feel proud of your home and your family. I think sometimes we spend time watching these television shows that show everything absolutely perfect and the decorating shows, and you think your house is supposed to look like that, and that's not real. Real life, people have mail that comes in every day. People have lots and lots of kid art projects. They have fingerprints on the walls, but you can have fingerprints on your walls but still have a clean toilet and wipe down kitchen countertops. It does not have to be perfect. It needs to be real life, not a magazine article.
And I just want to say that what you were saying about, you know, really demonstrating for kids and giving them the knowledge of what it takes to run a household, it was perhaps one of the proudest moments I've ever had when we went to visit my daughter off at college, and there was a roommate chore chart up in the kitchen, and she was the one that had put it together and assigned chores to everyone. And
oh.
and that was because she knew what it took to keep it in running order, and that it was a shared responsibility.
It is a shared responsibility. That's wonderful.
I know. It was a wonderful moment. Well, Stephanie O'Day, let's make sure people know how to find you online. Why don't you give your website again?
Sure. It's all one word, Stephanie O'Day, StephanieOdea. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. And Pinterest. I really am starting to like Pinterest.
You confessed on your blog that you got a little obsessed with Pinterest. Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us today.
We jinxed. Thank you, Judith. I really appreciate your time and your kindness.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Stephanie O'Day is a New York Times bestselling author, slow cooking expert, and a mom to three. She's the author of 365 Slow Cooker Suppers, which she talked with us about a couple of months ago. And today we talked with her about the tips she shares in her book, Totally Together, Shortcuts to an Organized Life. And again, you can find her online at Stephanie O'Day, and that's ODEA.com. Well, that was certainly a motivating conversation about getting organized and getting a handle on what we have and keeping it tidy and making sure that we clean less and play more. Well, what if we had a lot less to keep organized? And what if we lived in a much smaller space? Coming up, we're going to talk with Tammy Strobel. She is the author of You Can Buy Happiness and It's Cheap, How One Woman Radically Simplified Her Life and How You Can Too. We're going to talk about simplifying, prioritizing, and smart sizing our lives. That's coming up next here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson, and I'm sitting in for Larry Mueller.